Even the simplest, most primitive life forms are incredibly complex, whether biologists like to admit it or not. And we'll prove it on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Parasites, especially fungi, are usually written off by evolutionary biologists as simple, primitive organisms. However, whether they choose to recognize the Creator or not, biologists are learning that nothing in God's creation is simple or primitive. Parasites seem to display some of the most clever planning or scheming, depending on your point of view, in all creation. A parasitic fungus that infects a roadside weed called catchfly seems to do nothing harmful to the plant. After infection, a profusion of white blossoms will open, even a few weeks earlier than normal. Bees and butterflies will arrive to collect the grains from the flowers. However, the grains they are spreading aren't pollen, but fungus spores. The fungus has not only turned female flowers into males, but has transformed the stamens into spore factories. This is not the only trick played by the fungus. It also coaxes the catchfly into producing far more flowers than usual, making the plants it infects more attractive than surrounding catchflies. As a result, pollinators come first to the infected flowers before going to the uninfected plants. This is but one example among many showing that nothing from God's hand is carelessly done. The lesson for us is more than that living things don't fit into evolutionary simple to complex schemes. God also wants us to know that He cares about everything He's made, no matter how lowly.
To discuss any topic related to the Bible and science with creationists like yourself, we invite you to join the Creation Moments group on Facebook. You'll also meet members of our staff there. So join us today to learn more about our wonderful Creator and His awesome creation.